Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jason.
The Jason Rantz Show is available whenever you are.
I don't know what's going on with Seattle.
Seattle-based talk show host Jason Rantz is our man on the ground in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you, Tucker.
Joining me on the line, Dana Perino. Welcome back to the show.
We love you, Jason.
And you continue to be a voice of bravery out there.
I will do my best. It's not always easy.
Text Rantz to 800-465-8770 to find the podcast. The Jason Rantz Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rantz.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rantz, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
Getting some mixed messages from the city of Seattle as to the staffing situation at the Seattle Police Department. Today is the last day to get all of those vaccine passports, all the paperwork into the department, or you're supposedly going to lose your job. Yesterday, the indication was along the lines of about 60 to 70 staffers, officers who have not turned in their paperwork. And yet, not long ago, a little bit earlier this afternoon, we heard this from Mayor Jenny Durkan.
Only about two dozen officers have not put in their paperwork.
So there's a little bit of confusion happening right now. Hopefully who can actually alleviate some of the confusion is our friend Mike Solon. He is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. Officer Solon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me again.
How many officers have not turned in their paperwork as far as you know?
Well, based upon how the department's messaging as of this morning, there are just a few more to do so, but they're not really being forthcoming in the proper numbers. We're asking them, are they putting in that data push, the public messaging? Does that include the exemption officers, which is around 100? And does that include the current officers who are on the human resources unavailable list, which is close to 150? So we're well over 200 still, and I don't understand why they're delaying that type of messaging.
Well, I think we know why. If that's the case, wouldn't they be delaying that because they don't want to cause a panic as to the staffing crisis that you guys are dealing with?
Well, there you go. I think you just wrapped it up succinctly, and I would agree with you. It's clear that this city has used these police officers that have protected this city during the pandemic and during the George Floyd riots. Mind you, Jason, I say this every time I'm on your show lately, that we are the modeled reformed agency per Mayor Durkan and President of the City Council, Gonzalez, just days before Floyd. Now when Floyd happens, they walk back as their support as quick as they can. And here we are, we're on the front lines of working the pandemic for 18 months, working without vaccines to the point when it was available. King County Public Health said, you're number two behind firefighters. So our department said, discouraged us to get it to the point where there was a threat of almost discipline if officers were seen using their first responder tag to try to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fast forward 18 months later, here we are. Now, apparently, we can't work unless we have a vaccine.
So do you think the city is purposefully misleading people on the numbers, or are you saying it's still unclear?
Well, I'm going to give it to you straight, and if they're not including the 100 officers that have asked for an exemption, which currently they're still not being accommodated for, I would say that they're playing a number game where they're not being forthcoming to our community. They started this process, and they should be the ones to properly message our community as to the calamity that this political decision has put us in.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with the understanding that a majority of our membership, the police officers that are on the street, are vaccinated. But this isn't about who's vaccinated or unvaccinated. This is about personal choice and defending jobs. That's the union's role. And we're going to give it to people straight. And we wish the department would put forth the proper numbers out there so our community is read in without the political lens.
Officer Mike Solon is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. He's joining me on the line, giving us an update on what staffing looks like at the SPD now that the vaccine mandate is in effect. Presumably, you've got the 100 or so, just the ones who asked for the exemption. It's my understanding that everybody who asked for an exemption had it approved, but then the accommodation denied. And so living in that world, and by the way, is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So living in the world in which they are not counting those 100 officers in that final number, 100 or so, and given that they're not accounting for the others that you just referenced that get it up to maybe 150 to 200, obviously, mm-hmm. regardless of the way that the city wants to talk about the numbers, it still means we have a significant staffing crisis, if that's true, if they're not actually policing. So if they're not out in the field, what does that mean for the city of Seattle and public safety?
More dire predicament for our community, Jason. You're not going to have enough cops to answer the 911 call. You're going to have detectives who still have to wear the uniform into work to potentially answer the 911 call due to the lack of staffing. Then you're not going to have any follow-up investigations for the second part of a crime, which is to advocate for victims and then hold criminals accountable. And it's just putting on a Band-Aid on a hemorrhage. And again, this all comes down to politics. And this mayor continues to double down on the mandate, as we are well aware that a major city in this nation, Chicago, now those officers can use masking and testing to save their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't we do that, especially when we've lost about 350 cops due to the political betrayal by our politicians, who I said just days before Floyd supported us. Now afterwards, apparently were the worst things to grace the uniform, that there needs to be a culture change. And then, you need a vaccine to keep your job. When we worked 18 months with masking and testing and social distancing when we were discouraged to get the vaccine. It shows you what type of predicament we are in this city.
You're obviously still negotiating with the city on what can be done. It seems like now you would be negotiating on behalf of, 150 to 200 officers, the ones who are impacted at this point, the ones who haven't turned in their vaccination passport. In an email that Mayor Jenny Durkan sent out to your members yesterday, she indicated that you guys were still bargaining, but then she also offered some of the details that were offered to some of the other unions. Was that direct bargaining, which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do?
That is the example of direct bargaining, and the city has a history of doing so. And it appears that this union, in comparison to the city, that we're the only professionals in the room where we continue to bargain in good faith. And it's quite clear that the mayor's office, with that example that you just referenced that's right in front of me, is the example of what direct bargaining looks like. And there's a significant reason as to why we haven't agreed to that temporary agreement that the other coalition of city unions got. I'm not going to get into it over the air here because I still believe in good faith bargaining when we compare it to the bad faith bargaining the city is currently conducting.
So then where do things stand as of right now? They're clearly not interested in bargaining, you know, directly with you the way that it's supposed to go. They're going around your back. They're trying to create some sort of discord. And by the way, regardless of how people feel about the process or even about anything that's offered by the city to these other unions, the specific way you're supposed to do this is not to create discord, which when you bargain directly with the members, that's what it's doing. So where are things at right now? What's the relationship?
Well, I'm always open to talk with them at any point at any time, as long as it's reasonable, and then they're respective to the that they respect the process. Well, right now we're respecting the process. We'll let labor issues iron themselves out, and we're making labor moves to make sure that the city is held to account to respect that labor process. And we look forward to future sessions. And I haven't ruled out that we won't come to a deal. I'm still hopeful because jobs are on the line. This, like I said it again, this is not advocating for 100 to 150 or 200 cops. This is advocating for everyone, regardless of vaccination or unvaccinated status. We're not interested in playing the segregation game, which we're currently seeing unfold across our nation. This is about protecting jobs, even if it's one or if it's 200. We're standing with each other in solidarity. Our union is together on this. And people recognize when the mayor's office conducts and behaves like this, indeed, this does more of a disservice than they realize. And it's the city that hopefully an independent person can view their actions as being bargaining in bad faith, and we'll find some positive remedy moving forward.
Obviously, we want that to happen. And, you know, to your point, even though in the short term, it obviously seems like you're negotiating on behalf of a smaller group of folks. But long term, what does fully vaccinated mean? Does it mean you're getting a booster? How often do you have to get this booster? What if your doctor at that point says you don't need a booster? There are so many questions that still don't have any answers whatsoever, which maybe is why the mayor's office doesn't really want to negotiate in good faith here and just get the ball rolling. We've been talking with Mike Solon. He, of course, is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. Mike, thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Now this.